from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brief, July 25, 2024. Jerry Jones made some comments today at Cowboys training camp. This is from Jane Slater from NFL Network. Very funny quote, I think, from somebody like Jerry Jones and someone from his ilk. Quote, in my life, I've had a lot of things I wanted that I couldn't get because I couldn't afford.
Wait, who said this?
Jerry Jones.
What
the
did
Cowboys
he wanna,
owner.
What did he want to buy, a continent?
Yeah, maybe like a private island.
I'd like to buy the country of Brazil. Sorry, sir. That would cost you many trillions of dollars.
I think the right answer here is Super Bowl, because he has not won one of those.
How about an NFC title game appearance?
Yes, that's right. That hasn't happened since 1995.
How many playoff wins do they have since the Super Bowl 30 win?
They beat the Eagles, sorry, Seth, when McNabb was the quarterback. They beat the Lions, and they beat the Seahawks. So I think they've got three.
Wait, when did they beat Seattle a couple years ago?
They beat Seattle. Yeah, that would have been in...
No, because they were playing Seattle during that horrifying Romo game where he fumbled the snap.
No, they lost that game, but they beat him with Russell Wilson as the quarterback. That would have been in 2019.
They have three playoff wins since they went to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
They have not sniffed an NFC title game, let alone a Super Bowl return appearance.
Yep.
That has to gall him beyond comprehension.
Oh, the amount of gall.
But here's the problem. He's the guy who wants it so badly, and he's the main impediment. Apparently, I follow that guy, Marcus Mosher, who's like, he's based out of Erie, but he's a big Cowboys blogger, and he occasionally gets Steelers fans fired up in like the Watt Parsons debate or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And apparently the scuttlebutt around the Cowboys is they are screwing up royally because Parsons wants to be paid like the best linebacker in the in the sport, the edge guy.
Yep.
Lamb wants to be paid like the best wide receiver in the sport, and he's close enough that that's like a plausible request on his part. He's a top three or four guy. And then they got to figure out what they're doing, if anything, with Prescott. Like, and this is all Jerry Jones butchering the situation, by all accounts, from those Cowboys people.
I hate the Cowboys so much. The first time I, like, sneaked booze. Do you remember when they lost to the Cardinals and Jake Plummer?
Yes, I do.
In the playoffs?
Yes.
I think I was in seventh grade.
My mom had
a bottle of Jägermeister that was in the freezer.
Again, not surprising at all.
And I just poured that baby out, twisted the cap off, and gave it a nice solid swig.
How'd you feel about it?
I'm like, is this what this stuff tastes like? Cause
put it right back.
Booze is ass.
Did you put it back?
Yeah, but I also put a little water in there to make it look like it was back to its normal.
I'm sure your mom wouldn't have noticed anyway.
Would you ever do that stuff? put a little water in there.
No, because my parents never really kept liquor in the house, and I was like a fairly well-behaved kid. But my mom grew up in a bar, so she was like kind of sensitive.
I love this bar.
It was attached to their house, so she really wanted to make sure we didn't like get into booze early or anything like that. Uh-huh. And she made, my brother was almost 5 years older than me, so he would have been about close to 17. I was 12. We were in my mom's family bar. She pours out a little half shot of Absolut for me. I think she made my brother take a whole shot. And she just said, I want you to try this so you know how bad it tastes and don't ever have a temptation to do it. So I had to do that. And she had like a cup of water there. And I was like, that's horrible. I think my brother had already started to occasionally partake. And so I think he had to do the, oh yeah, mom, it's disgusting routine. But old little Malzy, it worked. That trick worked. I was like, I'm never drinking, mom. This stuff's gross.
Donnie, how old were you when you had your first drink?
Probably like 13 or 14.
I love it. I feel like Grandma Football, the one that had like those big jugs of wine, probably
sneaked
you a little bit. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, she. I mean, so I didn't live with her full time.
You can't count
until
Sacramento
I was, like, 20,
wine too. You can't count Sacramento wine as a drink.
No,
right?
I'm not.
I went to like my first 9-year-old kid pitch baseball game smelling like old stale Strohs. My dad told me to throw out a bunch of old beer cans and like empty them out over the hill in the backyard. They were all, for some reason, shook up and they exploded all over me. So I went to a baseball game soaked
some.
In beer.
You should have given it a little run for its money there.
I mean, I could smell it. It doesn't smell good when you're a kid.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.